Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Tony Bartiromo. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jack Merson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Perkowski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harry Perkowski. And now, play ball. Tony Bartiromo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartiromo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groat scores. Metkovich moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0. Pirates. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Merson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Merson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Borkowski. Merson reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Merson scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bartiromo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartiromo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartiromo hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barty Rome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metkovich. The throw from Semenik and he is safe. Metkovich steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Merson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Merson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merson moves to second. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bartirome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartirome is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartirome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Merson trying to get to home. Marshall throws the ball into Semenik who tags Merson who's trying to score from second, for the out. McCullough moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall scores. Kluszewski moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Pirates. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Semenik strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Adcock moves to second. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Borkowski hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metkovich. Borkowski reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Borkowski moves to third. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Merson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Merson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Merson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merson moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hatton is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Semenik moves to third. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Bartirome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartirome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartirome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Merson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Merson hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 2, Reds, 2. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perkowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds 2. The Pirates will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCullough bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Strickland moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-3 in the game. Friend bunts towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to third. McCullough moves to second. One out. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Tony Bartirome. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald strikes out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strickland scores. McCullough scores. It's 4-2, Pirates. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Castiglione now playing first base. Cal Abrams pinch hits for Bob Borkowski. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-4 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.